Welcome to Riposte. This morning I am in an Uber and my driver is super cool because he is letting me record this while we drive. So I have a few minutes. I'm on my way to an entrepreneurial boot camp that's being held at the UH Manoa Scheidler School of Business at the Pacific Asian Center for Entrepreneurship. And this is something that's really important for me to go to. Unfortunately, getting there is, yesterday I thought I could not go, but I'm finding this morning that I have to. I made that decision this morning after kind of seeing how I felt about it. But in part because my buddy who knows about my current state of hypomania, said that he couldn't go, and I thought one of us was going to be able to be there, one of us who are working on this project. So I feel like if we're going to get the information that we need to continue with his development project for the software side and also for the marketing branding side, one of us has got to be there. And when I saw that that is in jeopardy, that's what made me change my mind this morning that I am, in fact, going to try to attend. I'm not sure. My family knows about it. I was home alone with my, not alone, but home with my brother-in-law there. Who I really put him in a shitty position because I told him that I asked him if he would drive me there, but he said he wouldn't. And so instead, I told him, okay, I'm going to go and I'm either going to call an Uber or you can drive me there. And I mean, that sucks. That sucks that I put it that way. Because it puts the burden on him to refuse me. And now he's in contact with my family trying to make sure that I'm, well, I don't know what they're talking about, but he's reporting the facts to them and looking for guidance. I don't know. We'll see if I'm there for the whole time, but it's important to me. And this is what I'm doing. I told him when someone has something to say and I'm in a place to listen to that, it's easy for me to not be talking all the time because I'm able to kind of ride along with their experience and sort of take their point of view and what they're saying rather than just kind of knocking around in my own head. And I think that would be helpful. Also, I don't know a whole lot of these people who are going to be here. And when I don't need to kind of give people an update, people who know me from before, when I don't need to give an update of who I am, like I do in relationships with my family, it's also way easier because I don't have to fight against that expectation that they have of me because I'm just making brand new relationships. So we're almost there. I'm going to sign off for now and, give an update later. Oh, one more thing. And this is good to get out. I'm probably not going to be able to record for another little while. I let the family know that if I'm allowed to go to this, I will willingly yield all of my devices. As long as I can continue drawing and writing with pencils and playing on my SNES Classic, if I can do that, then that's cool. I will stay at home, not go anywhere, take my keys and my access to everything. So we'll see. I might not be on here for a bit, but I'll see you sometime on the other side. All right. Oh, also Apple Podcasts now carries this, which is cool. Subscribe there, please. Thanks.